Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney!
Sure is.
Congratulations to you, Delaney. You've walked in here today with a lovely book, a big, solid, what an ideal stocking stuffer this Christmas.
You're telling me.
The New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook.
It
is. Edited by...
Delaney Mears!
Yeah!
With beautiful original photography by Liz Platson.
That's a hell of a cookbook right there. Is that your first cookbook you've been involved in?
Yes. I had contributed to
Please
a couple.
Please pass it over here so I can celebrate.
Contributed to a couple before, but this is my first big book project.
This is a celebration of New Zealand's diverse and thriving dining scene. The New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook is an indispensable companion. As well as introducing you to new and iconic restaurants throughout the country, it shows how to recreate at home some of the most popular dishes from their menus.
That is true.
Ow!
Yeah, it's exciting.
Fun to do much?
Some of them, it's like you get a real understanding of the intense level of stuff that goes into, you know, the really high-end dishes. Those are an interesting read in themselves. But there's so many, really great accessible recipes.
This one there. Avocado mousse with flatbread, wild garlic oil and puffed barley. Look at that for a little mousse.
Delicious. That's from Wanaka, I think, that one. So, yeah, we covered the country. Got a good regional spread. Lots of beautiful photos up and down.
Marvellous.
This
marvelous.
Great nation of ours.
Now, during the week, we asked people to send in any questions they had for Ask Delaney.
Yes.
And we've got a couple of queries
here. We've got
some
doozies this week.
Let's talk pizza.
Let's talk the pizza pie.
Let's talk the unique and interesting pizza pie. Question number one, is anywhere in Auckland, number one, pushing the boundaries of pizza style and flavour? And who does the best pizza in Auckland?
Well, I just got a hot tip about pizza just this week.
All right, standing by.
And apparently... according to my source, the best pizza in Auckland is at in Point Chev. Are you familiar with it?
No, but I'm just saying.
I believe it's called Francesca's.
Francesca's Pizza in Point Chev. Write that down. Take a pen and write that down, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently it's an Italian guy and his wife, and it's just reopened. Francesca's Pizzeria in Point Chev.
It's an official pizzeria?
Yes.
Right, so that means it was specialised in pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Apparently
sure.
It's amazing. So I haven't actually eaten there yet, but I only got this tip about 2 days before that question came in, so pizza's been on my mind.
People must throw tips at like that to you. I mean, for $50, go text your mate, tell her that our pizza shop's open.
You learn who to trust.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah. I love wood-fired pizza. That's my pizza of choice.
Yeah. Take your doughy old base and see you later.
Yeah, I agree.
Crunchy base.
Crunchy.
Crunchy, something that holds it together, but there's just... boom.
I had a pretty good pizza at the Clevedon Farmers Market, a wood-fired one.
That Clevedon Farmers Market is nothing short of super gourmet everything, isn't it?
Good time, yeah. It was a while ago, but it was just, you know, that real, I love it, just really simple margarita pizza, like that really good tomato, fresh basil chucked on, and then, buffalo mozzarella.
Yum. I was out there doing a Watties ad one day when at the Clevedon Markets, and what an interesting, cool bunch of people go to the Clevedon Markets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff. Do you have a favourite pizza place?
I'm trying to think whether
El Volo by the power station. That's pretty good. It's been there a long time.
To be honest, I'll do a hell pizza or something like that. You know, like
I'm
quite happy.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't hunt it out.
Yeah.
Restaurant wise, you know, not.
I don't like chicken on pizza. That's a pet peeve of mine. Not really much of a fan of that.
I don't like a dessert pizza. Just have a dessert.
I just like it really simple.
Yeah. What about you, Johnny? You've kept quiet there, arms crossed, body language suggesting.
I'm curious about pizza because I feel that the focus in the last few years has been on burgers and also, you were saying, on dumplings as well.
A big shout out to our sponsors, of course, Burger Fuel.
People have forgotten about
we
pizza.
We love burgers. The other one that I like is Epolito's on Richmond Road. Now,
sounds like a hair removal business.
Epolito's. She used to be in Oranga Ave down in Onehunga. But hit a hiatus and then reopened on Richmond Road. And
just when I moved to Onehunga.
I believe she specialises in, you know, quite deep dish, sort of both New York and Chicago style.
Yeah, that's a doughy old deep dish.
She does one there and it's lemon and artichoke and the lemon is really thinly sliced with the skin still on. And then if you add jalapenos to that, that is, it's vegetarian.
Hang on.
Man, it's delicious.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
How do you sell that to the walking off the street consumer, though? Because that's a bit funky.
It is. I mean, I guess...
Yes, what? Most delicious one we've got. Is that right? Is the title
for it? Artichoke, lemon, and then add jalapenos.
Because this is the people are so used to, give us your Hawaiian pizza or your margarita pizza or your meat lovers, triple meat lovers,
pepperoni.
Thanks. Triple meat lovers with a half a champagne ham on the top, thanks. soaked in blah.
Cranberry juice, gross. I have had some great pizza in Wellington also. I know we're not in Wellington, but I had some great pizza down there. Tommy Millions. He makes big, just sells $5 slices and is open till like 4 a.m.
Just because, I know, just to swing it out of pizzas for a second, what about that side of the road crepe place in Wellington? You ever been there?
Not basically, for a really
basically a window. Basically a window.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
When I was a student,
sweet
day.
Jesus.
Heard that?
Oh, there was a call of it.
Crepes.
Hey, crepes are great. When's beetroot season, Delaney? What are some great beetroot dishes? We've talked beetroot before. Beetroot. I love beetroot.
Yeah. I think I talked
sweet
about it already.
Root of the beet. I love
lentils
it.
Lentils from a tin. Brown lentils. Beetroot. I actually use beetroot from a tin for this.
Yeah.
Feta and fresh mint. Tiny drizzle of olive oil.
We have talked about that before.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so simple. Four ingredients. Beetroot is also friends with halloumi.
Yeah, of course.
So halloumi and feta, both good. Walnuts are great.
Yeah.
I love it grated raw. That's my favourite.
Yeah, you can do that. Are you the caller?
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hey, you know, put chicken on pizza. Pizza's poor people's food and chicken's for rich people in Italy. Did you know that?
No, their chickens are sort of big fancy ones, are they, over there? Wouldn't lower themselves.
Same with pasta. It's a big insult if you go into an Italian restaurant over there and ask for chicken on your pizza and in your pasta.
Yeah, I know. I knew about the pasta one. I knew that they just absolutely don't put chicken in pasta.
So what about the well-to-do in Italy? Do they put chicken in their pasta?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask them that.
Well, meat's usually a separate course, isn't it? You start with your antipasti, and then you have pasta, and then you have your meat course, which would be the chicken or the crispy roast pork or something.
Pretty good.
All right, thank you very much, caller.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic squid ink pasta in Barcelona.
Great.
Right, I don't know I had a question for you. I've lost it now.
Now
should I start singing?
You can start singing. How are we going to give this book away?
Only the crumbliest flaky chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted That's back when people really sung, eh?
It's an
only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate.
It's great stuff. So, flakes.
We're just thinking about that ad. Johnny and I were talking about the lady who just seemed to be punting by herself out in some steamy pond in the middle of nowhere. No mosquitoes, I noticed.
I'm going to put that on Twitter.
You know, and her lacy this and that and a straw hat and just all the time in the world to sit there and just let that chocolate bar crumble all over her lips and fall down the front of her lacy top.
So you like a flake? You're a fan of the flake?
A fan of a flake, yeah, of course. But just those ads were kind of weird, weren't they? And maybe there might be a guy in a pair of linen pants and an open shirt who might just go, oh, I just happen to be out here just fly fishing. Excuse the pun. And then just... I caught this whimsical woman just chomping into what it seems such a light but delicious chocolate bar.
Just seductively, eating a
but
flake.
But real, true romance.
Totally.
Yeah, nothing porn about that. There's nothing like those Tip Top print ads with the it means with
just
they look
lovingly
like we're just having an ice block.
Caressing
well, just you know,
a flake.
How many? I was saying to Johnny how many ice cream ads there are. I was looking at the time. How many ice cream ads there are where you just it's all you see is a chin and a mouth and it's like what are you? That's a don't. What are you trying to do there?
Gross.
Yeah, gross, all right. Gross, man. Well, what's going on?
I'm not sure what the question was around the flake.
The question for regarding the flake was, is it a matter of historical record that the Cadbury flake really did taste like chocolate never tasted before?
I mean, it'd have to be. I mean, it was a revelation at the time, wasn't it?
Tell you what, 1983. Yeah, I can imagine one crumbling into my mouth right now. And don't have them in the snack machine, do we?
No, unfortunately.
But I think
they
changed.
Wouldn't last in a snack machine.
They used to be a lot flakier.
Well, Cadbury's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, haven't they? I mean, they messed with the cream egg.
Cadbury went Monsanto or whatever. I mean, that's a bit cool. Sorry, that's a legal call. The Cadbury chocolate is not what it used to be.
It's not.
And
what
you
it
know
used
it.
To be.
You know it, Cadbury. You keep forcing the weird little purple Oompa Loompa ads on us, and we're crazy with your marvelous this and your marvelous combos. Just make it like it used to, man.
Yeah. Man, those flakes were good.
I've just got one other question. This is a personal question.
Okay.
Because I've used my slow cooker quite a bit.
Slow cooker. Slow cooking for summer.
Is there anything I can cook in a slow cooker that's considered summery?
Yeah, I reckon there definitely is. I think the way to do it, you can still do meat, like red meat, say. So there's a really great recipe. I think it's a Donna Hay recipe where it's lamb shanks. So you're still making lamb shanks. But then you have it with like a really light pasta and with buffalo mozzarella and with like a fresh pesto and cherry tomatoes. So it's sort of like a really springy.
Slow that down again. So once more.
Okay, so you've got, my aunt actually makes it with broken lasagna sheets. Or some sort of fat pasta.
These ones are broken. Yeah.
And then you shred some of the slow cooked lamb on top. And then you can make or buy a fresh pesto. So I think usually a basil pesto.
Yeah, sure.
Some cherry tomatoes and fresh buffalo mozzarella ripped on top.
And just what? Lob all that in there?
On top. So you cook your lamb and that's
okay,
your base.
Right, yeah.
And then when you assemble it, you add these other
sold
fresh
on it, Johnny?
Summery flavours.
It sounds pretty good to me.
The other thing you can investigate... I might investigate would be maybe I was thinking seafood, like could you do a slow cook sort of fish stew, but would it just
chowder
turn to mush?
Chowder. You could do
maybe
a chowder.
It would just turn to mush. But I think the key is keeping the accompaniments and the vegetables and the flavours sort of
snappy,
fresh.
Snappy. Yeah.
But you can definitely freshen up rich meat, which is essentially what slow cooking does.
Right.
But I'm going to investigate this further on your behalf, Johnny.
Before we go back to talking about your amazing book and saying goodbye, I want to remember what my question was. My question was about hibiscus flowers. Have you ever had like hibiscus flowers like in a cocktail?
Yes.
Yeah, what about that?
They're
really good.
Yes.
Really good.
They're really good.
The bulb of the hibiscus flower.
Yes, you can buy them dried.
Where?
Farrow Fresh.
Yeah, what?
It's the brand is, I think, Tio Pablo, who make the those delicious corn tortillas.
Sure, okay.
And they've actually just started doing corn chips. I tried them at a tasting the other day. You know when on Saturday afternoons when it's all the tastings?
No, I don't know. When they're standing there and
they're at Farrow.
I get scared of them. They really rope you into those tastings, though. They're like, you can have a taste, but you're going to buy one.
Yeah, I actually did buy them. But they were really good. But dried hibiscus flowers.
These ones are like sort of in a sugar syrup.
Yeah, right. Like they come in a packet dried and you can rehydrate them yourself and make kind of tea or...
Who would have thought?
Use it as a base for a cocktail. It's a beautiful colour. It's a gorgeous flavour. You can make your own sugar syrup with them. Yeah, yum. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. And then you could garnish things with them.
So let's go back to your book.
Yeah. Let's give it away.
Let's go. You really got one to give away from the New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook?
Who wants it?
Edited by Delaney Mears. How do we want to give this away, Delaney? It's your big mate. Well, it's a good size cookbook too.
It is a good size.
The ideal cookbook for any home.
It is honestly the perfect gift for anyone you know, both overseas and at home for Christmas.
Here we are. Here we are.
And birthdays. And actually, this week you'll be able to buy it off my website.
Which is?
DelaneyMears.com.
Yes, with a Z or an S?
MESDELANEYMES.com. And at all good bookstores.
Right, now, did you just say how many different recipes there were in there?
No, I didn't. I said how many restaurants are in there.
How many restaurants? Okay, that's a question then, I think.
How many restaurants?
How many restaurants are represented? And they're all throughout New Zealand?
Yes, throughout New Zealand.
309-3879. To win your copy, BFM listener, 309-3879. She said that if you're listening to the radio, but if you're listening to the radio, you'll know it. How many restaurants? Go ahead, caller.
It's about over 100, at least.
No, sorry, that is incorrect. The number is less than 100.
Well, it's less,
doesn't it? Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, no. No, she did actually specify. I did hear her say it.
Did I?
I mean, at least yeah. I was listening. There's one listener.
Yeah. Do you want the book?
But I do, actually. But hello there, caller.
Is it 22?
Oh.
You're 22, mate. Could come back that one, eh? Hello, BFM.
26.
Oh.
Please. BFM, good morning.
I've got no idea.
BFM, good morning.
Yeah, it's arguably between 22 and 100.
No, I'm
not
listening.
Arguably, it is between 22 and 100, but I want the exact number. She did say it. How many restaurants did Delaney go to and spend all of the time editing down and oh, for goodness sake, BFM, good morning.
50, Mikey.
Oh, hallelujah.
There you go. Thanks for listening to the radio, friend. What's your name?
Took all this time to get through.
Yeah, I know. A very popular radio show.
So
I mean,
pleased
it is,
that you yep. did.
It is actually Survey Results Day. Are you ready for Radio Survey Results Day? Woo! We're going to celebrate that in just a moment, but until then, congratulations. What's your name?
Dion.
Dion, congratulations. Stay there. You will get your Dion tales. And you've won that. Take it home. So we'll be able to give that to you there. And published by Penguin, too.
It is.
Reputable publisher, Delaney.
I know. Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
I never got around to being able to talk about how the